Home Week started? Hmm? When do you think Old Home Week started?
Well, Old Home Week, I can kind of put some element of starting. I think it started a long time ago. It was just a friendly competition between Freedom and Madison. And the competition was baseball. And but Old Home Week became became a week-long program. During the war, pretty much shut right off, right? So if I had to guess, and I am guessing, if I had to guess, that was going on in the 20s. And there was competition between Freedom and Madison in baseball. I don't, and there was no other competition other than a celebration for people to come back, and that was always in the early part of August. And then the competition in baseball in the late 20s began to increase, and by that I mean every year one of the teams, Madison or Freedom, would bring in a couple of ringers, and the ringers were normally a pitcher who could really pitch versus maybe all of us local people. And that competition got a little heated. And as the years went on in the middle 20s, my grandfather, Henry Plummer, who had contacts in Lynn, he brought in what we call the core of a baseball team as the ringers. And that means a center fielder, a shortstop, a pitcher, and a catcher. And so competition began to escalate. And in those days, the town teams were just strictly amateur. And so what was happening here is were paid amateurs coming in, playing a ball game, paid for the game.
Oh, they were paid?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And so in that process, then the Depression hit. Okay?
Yeah.
And all of that pretty much stopped, and all of Old Home Week stopped. And after the Depression was the war, and all of that stopped. And so in the 30s and the 40s, there wasn't really much in Old Home Week. And I don't remember it starting up much in the 50s, but I wasn't around either. So I don't know exactly what happened when the Old Home Week came. But it has definitely revived, and it's a very important summer week that turns out a lot of people, from ancient cars to parades, and incidentally, the baseball issue is not there at all. It's a wonderful week, and a lot of fun, and a lot of work. And we actually have an organized committee under the town to organize the activities. We now have music, and we have in the parades a lot of local people who contributed to the parades and other activities, along with a big flea market that the church puts up that earns a lot of money for the church selling flea markets. And many of the people who are involved in the specialties, like knitting or carving or painting or jewelry making or whatever, they have their own tent with very, very well-formed artistic items that they they spend. And so it's a very wonderful program, and it's held up on the new ball field, which used to be the old ball field, going back into my youth, and the new softball field. All of that is been going on now for, of course, many years. Easily since we came back here, which was in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Right.